What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's your boy, One Passion the Pen. And everything does happen for a reason. Got that sound I just heard. Just reminded me of something I need to do. What's good, what's good, what's good? Peace, peace. Hope all is well. Hope everything is getting better in your life. Thank you for those who follow. Thank you for those who support. Thank you for those who help the move. I want to discuss rapper Mo 3. The rapper Mo 3, known as Melvin, Noble, Forest Lane, Adelia, North Dallas, representative, rising Dallas superstar, sensation, legend, father, you know, signed with Boosie, the rapper Boosie, Torrance Hatch, you know, just a very inspiring young man. In his 20s, if I ain't mistaken, if I'm not mistaken, gunned down, if I'm not mistaken, 35 in Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. From what my knowledge, the killer or killers are locked up at this time. From what we've been told, Mo 3 was apparently set up. We all know Mo 3 in the situation with his homeboy Bubba. We know Bubba was shot. We understand the situation, you know, with the Yellow Beezy in the shooting to a degree. We got Roy Lee getting shot, eventually died from complications. We have, you know, just C. Scruggs, one time for Scruggs, just is a name of another legend, you know, in the Dallas DFW Metroplex. I just wanted to shout out to nothing involved, to my knowledge, in this situation whatsoever. And just shouting out to Scruggs, you know, C. Scruggs, just shouting out to the DFW, the Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex, to the high artists in the Metroplex. Even shout out to Trout Boy Freddie. You know, one thing about me, first of all, you know, one time for Trout Boy, who he is and what he's developed as a young man, first of all, and who he is, his money, his career. You know, sometimes I, as a personal artist myself, I have to, you know, learn how to get out my feelings sometimes and check my sources. Sometimes, you know, I see Trout Boy Freddie, you know, sad maybe to say, saying and doing things similar to what Mo did and said concerning, I believe, maybe individuals, possibly that was friends or related or maybe close to in the circle with Trap Boy. I believe I'm seeing a what they call, maybe, I don't want to say what, go around, come around. You know, I think I saw Mo3's manager, look like Rain, maybe on TikTok the other day, you know, in the sense of kind of more or less like, you need a manager, you ain't got no manager, you know, different individuals, you know, people in general who see the videos, you know, we're on social media, we see the conversation that continues to go on about, you know, this Mo3, you know, this Mo3, this artist that was killed, murdered. Gunned down, broad daylight, taken from his family. I believe that this was a eye-opening and an awakening thing for me. You know, you got Dobie, the artist that was with T.I. up out of Montgomery, Alabama, killed, murdered on stage. You know, you can get murdered in your own hometown. So I just really wanted to see, like, where we at with this Mo3, Trap Boy Freddie. You know, we got Beezy. I'm not trying to speak on names. What I'm saying is we have a lot of hot artists, you know what I'm saying, whose names or whose credibility is being questioned or spoken on. I believe that it's real, I chill, meaning, you know, the rapping. The music, the verses, what's being said, you know, I believe thoughts become things. I believe that artists inspire the next artist. You know, A for Alpha, wordplay, delivery, content, team, street cred, gang affiliation, ice, jewelry, money, women, you know, the whole nine. I believe that this is a part of the culture of rap. When you begin to rap about doing something to another, you know, it's one thing to say something you're going to do to somebody and social media didn't exist and it was word of mouth. But now we live in a world where artists have always put music in, always put their feelings of what they're going to do into music. We living in times now where it's kind of circulating faster, more than we can see on our phones, more or less than having to turn the television on and maybe wait for the radio or what they may say, a television show to come on. You know, we got the opportunity now to push the share button, the post button, to access one another a little bit better. I believe that this is an interesting situation. I know for a fact this ain't the end of it. I understand that it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth out here in this game. You know, if you're going to be out here, you have to be accountable. You know what I'm saying? Concerning the do's and the don'ts, the rights and the wrongs, the consequences, the repercussions, the live by the gun, die by the gun, live by the sword, die by the sword, live by the street, die by the street, live by the bag, die by the bag, you know, live by the set, die by the set, you know, how you want to say it, what do you want to say it, how do you want to say it, in what way possible do you want to say it that it resonates within who you are? So I really believe that Trap Boy is really kind of trying to show, in a sense, the same thing that Mo was showing, the ability to laugh or find mockery or humor. I'm not sure in the depth of others. You know, when you listen to Mo music, you know, Mo music speaks on things in ways that kind of almost give Trap Boy wordplay or a room, not to say to boast or brag, but it kind of like Gucci Mane and with your boy Jeezy. And I'm not promoting, I don't condone or promote black on black crime. I desire that us as men and kings come together. You know, Gucci said we smoking on Pukalo tonight. I understand. Gucci Mane said that. LaFleur. Brr. Jesus said they do it for the culture, but I thought if you did it for the culture, I'm just saying, would he have ever sent that man to get that man to begin? You know, back to consequences and repercussions. Generals, soldiers, men, warriors, men, man, male, you know, heterosexual, warrior, you know. So I believe that, you know, it's a lot going on in the water. And I believe that we in times where as rappers and artists, we must accept, you know, from Dobe to Mo 3 to any artist that lived that life, talked about that life, rapped about that life. You know, it's different levels to this rapping. It's different levels to the dope. A different level to the money, to the women, to this access, you know, of being a G, a man, a player, a stunner, a baller, you feel me? Whatever the category you would describe yourself as, you know what I'm saying, out here in the world or in the game of life. So like I said, I just wanted to speak on, you know what I'm saying, that I desire that hopefully we can come to a proper understanding and you know what I'm saying, and develop and learn from this, you know, more than it fuels us, you know, as individuals to hurt or harm one another. I know we feel like certain things are not fair, but this is what we out here in the jungle. It's not fair out here, you feel me? It's not fair at all. If you've been out here long enough, it ain't no fair out here, huh? Ain't no fair. You want fair, you better go get to the fair and get some cotton candy. You better wait until the fair come in town and at the fairgrounds. That's when fair comes. But yeah, this is the time we living in. You know, a man, you know, who has his children must be raised alone. You know, hopefully the cycle can be changed and broken. And we just believe in as a people, you know, to heal from these things and to grow and develop. So at my time, I just wanted to kick the bubble with y'all for a little minute, you feel me? Just on some Trap Bar Freddie Mo 3, you know, some thoughts, you know what I'm saying, concerning, you know, the ups and downs in the rap industry in the DFW era. I want Passion Pen, Shabba, Alabama. Holla at me, Ron. Stay 51, 50, 10, toe down to the mud, and don't fold out here, Ron. Don't be out here folding. Don't be out here folding with your bald head self. Don't be out here folding. You don't be folding. Y'all niggas be easy. Make sure your girl got some good weed. She ain't out here looking bald head or running around here with no bunnies on. You know what I'm saying? But she got some good lashes on. Make sure her feet right. You know what I'm saying? Make sure her feet good. Y'all be out here slipping. You know what I'm saying? Be taking care of everything but your body and your feet. Lashes be on point. Hair be on point. Makeup be on point. Body be built like SpongeBob. Be built like some Jim Dandy biscuits. I'm talking about just built like a Mexican up top and a bodybuilder who don't work out down by. Built like Bobby on some good smack. I'm talking about just built like you've been walking up and down Harry Hounds your whole life. Built like you've been walking up and down Lancaster. But yeah, man, take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't just be out here, you know, looking like you on that stuff. You feel me? You feel me? Take care of your girl. Take care of your home, man. Y'all be easy and breezy. You know what I'm saying? I catch up with y'all later. You heard me?